You're listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast, hosted by Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life at soundoflife.org.
Thinking this year, kind of had a fresh perspective on Jesus, like the day before he was crucified. It's phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal. If you just look at the pacing of it, the relaxation, it's the purpose, the being in the will of the Father. Yes, it got really intense there, but just going through the process of the Last Supper, washing the disciples' feet, bringing up the cup and the bread and just everything. It was just very methodical, very paced. It's interesting, isn't it? Because before he died, Jesus promised to give us his peace.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter. Word of warning, he's a morning person.
How about a quick prayer? Father God, when I'm tired, you give me the strength to go on. When discouraged, you give me hope. When I am afraid, you are my peace.
Reaching the heart of the Northeast, the Sound of Life.
I wanted to introduce you to Alyssa. For the last 5 years, she's been knitting hats to donate to a local drop center for the homeless. This year, Alyssa knit and donated 105 hats. She is 16.
Excellent!
Yeah.
The Sound of Life.
A little Monday laugh is what you need, and hopefully it will be. Because, you know, Nate Bargatze, he's funny, and maybe you saw him at MVP Arena recently, or you've seen clips of him, and he was talking on his podcast about, or maybe it was late night TV, about doing jokes about the wife, you know, and said, yeah, I run everything by her, I do all that, you know, and if there's a little bit of an issue, and the host said, but it's funny. He said, yeah, you know, it's funny, that's kind of the way it is, and it is a funny thing, right? What the one thing that the wife says to probably every husband.
It's like, you don't listen. You never listen. Mm. I've heard that every time, yeah. But it's the other stuff. And I don't think I listen to everything, but I also don't think she says everything she thinks she says.
Oh boy.
There's just no way. 17 years of marriage, you're bad in 1,000. I'm over.
Right.
I've never heard anything.
Right. Oh, boy.
She might say it all in her mind, but I mean, not everything makes it out of that maze up there.
Oh, man.
Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter. He'll put a smile on your face no matter what side of the bed you got up on.
You know, some days you feel good because you just absolutely smashed everything on your to-do list. And other days you feel good because you managed to take a shower. So whatever it is, I hope you find something that makes you feel good today.
Got that right.
Helping you focus through the morning fog. The Cup of Joe Morning Show on the Sound of Life.
Hey, well, I guess it's time to talk about the old cicada in the room. Or in some cases, the cicada in the bowl. You may be asked, would you like cicada salad? That would be a hard no, right? Well, of course, those little noisemakers, and they're not that little. I mean, for outdoor insects, they're pretty big. And first of all, I know there's been a lot of articles for the last several months talking about descending on the nation, you know. Well, mainly in the Midwest, we're exempt from this round of cicadas. But what makes it so powerful, especially in the Midwest and coming down to the Mid-South region there and some in the South, but I think it was just one. There's a group that come out every 17 years, and then there's a group that come out every 13 years. And this year, why not? We've had solar eclipse and comets go by and strawberry moons and all kinds of stuff. We might as well have two batches of cicadas come out. The numbers are absolutely astonishing. And now that the earth is warmer, they, I guess, are starting to come out. And, you know, we're talking about 1 million per acre. And that's enough to make quite a loud noise. I remember one year I was living in Rhinebeck. And so that that's probably a few years ago. Okay. But I just remember just south of where we lived there on 9, south and Rhinebeck. Ooh, boy, it was really, really loud, you know. But, I mean, some of you may not have noticed them, but you may have. But the amazing thing is that there are restaurants, and that's why I bring that up. Fine dining, French Quarter restaurants. One of those I have actually eaten in, and you probably have too. They're very famous. Antoine's, I think, is one, and then Brennan's. I know, I'm pretty sure I've eaten at Brennan's, right? They're not known for their insects that I thought, but this says they've always had some odd, you know, array of foods that you could get, I guess, maybe so. But they are going to, they're fixing to serve up Cajun spiced crickets. I mean, maybe they're doing that already. Chili fried wax worms. The Cajun fried crickets crickets are crispy. That's hard to say. Cinnamon bug crunch. I mean, if you think about it, you know, you throw in enough cinnamon and stuff. I don't know.
This is all some kind of whacked out conspiracy. Yeah.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter.
He's really quite a chatterbox.
The sound of life.
But I was thinking about, you know, it's easy, fun to sing those songs. No matter how you sing them, it's really cool, but it's a lot easier to sing them than it is to walk it out, right? And the thing is, you know, it's trust. It's all about the trust. That's right. But it's tough when you're getting, when your mind is being bombarded.
And I think that's the way the enemy talks. You're going to miss it. You're going to miss it.
Yep.
God never, if somebody ever hears, I'm late.
Yep.
I'm missing my moment. I'm missing my opportunity. Yep. That voice that you're hearing is not the voice of God.
Yep.
That's not how God talks. He speaks more. We're good. It's okay. But God, someone's rushing past me. They're winning the race. Preston, they're not in your race.
Yep.
I have them in a different race.
Yep.
They're not beating you.
Yep.
As long as you walk with him,
yep,
you can never be late.
Yep.
To anything.
You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast on the Sound of Life, the Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events, contests, to ask for prayer, and to become a member of the Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.org.